In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, "Great is the Lord." Sacrifice and offering you have not desired, but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you have not required. Then I said, "Behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book is written of me, I desire to do your will, O God. Your law is within my heart." Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, "Great is the Lord."
Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high. Sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou the glory of God the Father. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, you made your beloved Son, our Savior, subject to the law, and caused him to shed his blood on our behalf. grant us the true circumcision of the Spirit, that our hearts may be made pure from all sins, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Okay, I've got the wrong bulletin. No wonder everything is looking strange. I've got December 25 bulletin. So I'll try to get a different one after the scripture readings, okay? Just hold on for right now. I'll be there during the... Thank you. I knew something was wrong whenever you didn't rejoice with me in the introit for the day. Okay, our Old Testament reading is from Micah, chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Hear what the Lord says. Arise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the indictment of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth. For the Lord has an indictment against his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? How have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of slavery. And I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. And O my people, remember what Balak, king of Moab, devised, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him. And what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the saving acts of the Lord? With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told me, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. This is our Old Testament reading. Praise the Lord, all nations. Bestow him, all people. For great is his steadfast love toward us. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Our epistle for today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 31. The word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs, and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and folly to the Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. And God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, whom God made out our wisdom and our righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. This is our epistle reading. We rise for the gospel.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. Right hand of God, Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Church,
communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning is our gospel lesson today from St. Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12, but particularly these words. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me." This is our text. In the name of our blessed Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, dear Christian friends, the words of today's text are some of the best known verses of Scripture, and they are also some of the most misquoted words of Scripture. So many times when we see or hear the words of the Beatitudes, they are quoted as being law. So many times these words have been used to push people into doing something particular that the writer or the speaker wants done. If you are a Christian, they say, then you must be poor in spirit. Or you have to be a peacemaker. Or you have to be persecuted, and so on. They turn this wonderful gospel message into a stick and use it to hit people over the head to get them to do what they want them to do. There may have been a very large crowd that listened to these words, which we know as the Sermon on the Mount. After all, it starts off in our text with when Jesus saw the crowds. But note who it was that Jesus was teaching with these words. Our text said Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying. Jesus was teaching his disciples. The words were not spoken to those who wanted to become his disciples. They were not spoken to people who were wanting to follow him, but rather he was talking to people who already were following him, to his disciples who were already God's people. So what was the lesson that Jesus was teaching in the words of the Beatitudes? The first point he made very clear was that those who follow him are blessed. Even if everything else in the whole world around them goes wrong, they are still blessed in their walk with God. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. And he goes throughout our text, sentence after sentence, situation after situation, and Jesus begins with the word blessed or blessed. The same word, blessed, appears many times in the New Testament referring to God's people. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. Oh, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. And our benediction says, the Lord bless you and keep you. Notice that in all these references, those spoken of are blessed by God himself. It is God who gives out the blessings to those who are his people. It is not earned by the people, but rather it is a gift of grace from God, and which is given to those who are His. God blessed Adam and Eve and told them to be fruitful and multiply. God blessed Abraham and told him that his descendants would outnumber the stars of the sky and the sands of the seashore. God blessed David, and God blessed Solomon, and God blessed the prophets. To each one, God gave his gifts, even though they did not deserve these blessings because of their sin. Today, he continues to bless those who are his. He blesses the saints above, and he blesses his saints on earth. God blesses you and me each and every day. By his grace, we are numbered among his saints. Every day, he blesses us with the forgiveness of our sins. Each day, he blesses us with strength and faith to continue living our lives for him. God blessed us when his Son was nailed to the cross. God blessed each and every one of us through his Son, Jesus Christ. We are his blessed children. God wanted his disciples to know that they were blessed when he taught them the words of our text. He would also want you to know that you are blessed by God. You are the blessed people of God by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. God has blessed us through our baptism and through faith. We are now new creatures in Jesus Christ. Scriptures say the old has passed away and the new man has come forth. What are you now like as a blessed child of God? Take a look at our text. As a child of God, you are poor in spirit, mourning, meek, hungering and thirsting for righteousness, merciful, pure in heart, peacemakers, and yes, even persecuted for righteousness' sake. Jesus never classified his followers by what they did, but rather by what they were. Jesus never accepted anyone as a follower because of their good record or because of their good deeds, but rather he accepted them in spite of their shortcomings. He then made them over into what he wanted them to be. He took rough fishermen, making them his disciples and giving them the saving message of salvation. He took a publican and a tax collector named Matthew and made him the writer of our gospel lesson and our text for today. He took a persecutor of the church named Saul and made him the greatest missionary of all times named Paul. Jesus continues that work today among us. Jesus takes the proud, the haughty, the arrogant, and blesses them by making them humble and poor in spirit. He takes those who are mighty in themselves and makes them meek in the Lord. He takes those who would fight all the time and makes them peacemakers. Indeed, the Lord makes us what we are, meek, hungering and thirsting for righteousness, merciful, pure in heart, and peacemakers. These are great blessings from our Lord. We are what God makes us to be for His sake and to His glory. But there is another list of blessings that come our way. Our text lists some of those blessings which come our way: merciful, comfort, kingdom of heaven, satisfaction in righteousness, and to see God. But the greatest blessing that will come our way by God's grace through faith is this: they shall be called children of God. What joy and celebration it is when we think of ourselves as being numbered among the saints and children of God. If we think of God as a harsh judge, then we must also think of ourselves as criminals. If we think of God as our master, then we must think of ourselves as slaves. And in this world of sin, both of these terms are accurate descriptions of our position before God. But if we think of God as a loving father who cares for and loves his children, and if we are by grace place ourselves in his care as his children, then our whole lives will be changed. Indeed, with our sins forgiven and with us living as God's children, we can see opportunities for service in every event of every day of our whole life. Our life will be blessed because we are children of God. We are his children whom he loves very dearly, so dearly that he gave up his son, Jesus Christ, so that we might be adopted as children of God and claim to be heirs of heaven. By grace, through faith in Jesus Christ, we are saints. By grace, through faith in Jesus Christ, we are children of God. By grace, through faith in Jesus Christ, indeed we are blessed. In the words of the popular hymn, "Blessed are the sons of God. They are bought with Christ's own blood. They are ransomed from the grave. Life eternal they shall have. With them numbered may we be, here and in eternity." Truly we are blessed by our God. To God be the glory, now and always. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For pardon, that the Lord would set aside his indictment against our sins and forgive us for Jesus' sake, let us pray to the Lord. For the wisdom of God, that we would not confess the wisdom of men, but boldly proclaim Christ and him crucified for the salvation of the world, let us pray to the Lord. For meekness, that we would be delivered from stubborn hearts and gladly submit to God's holy will, let us pray to the Lord. For parents, that the Lord who gave his firstborn for our sins would strengthen them to teach their children his ways and to rejoice in his grace rather than embrace the sins of their forefathers, let us pray to the Lord. For peace, that the Lord who led his people past Pharaoh and Balak would provide wise rulers to the nations and protect us from tyranny. Let us pray to the Lord for those reviled and slandered on account of Jesus, for the Lord that the Lord would preserve them and ceaselessly give them joy and gladness, that their reward in heaven is great. Let us pray to the Lord for help in affliction, that the Lord who chooses what is weak in the world to shame the strong would use infirmities for our good until he delivers those who suffer them. Let us pray to the Lord for all those who are sick and ill, for those who could not be with us today because of their infirmities and because of the weather. We ask you, O Lord, to give them strength and healing and patience according to your divine will and according to your grace and mercy. Let us pray to the Lord for hunger and thirst for Christ's body and blood, that by his communion we may be cleansed of our sin and equipped to love him above all and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord God, Heavenly Father, receive our thanks for the saints whom you preserved in righteousness and delivered to glory. Purify our hearts by your grace and strengthen us against temptation, that we may look joyfully to the day when we will see you in glory through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary then we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him, being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same manner also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take, eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the remission of all of your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed on the cross of Calvary for the remission of all of your sins. May this true body and blood of our Lord and Savior strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. Take, eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Take, drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May this true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace.